The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, earlier on this week, we spoke about all the unusual things that people collect, and we wondered if there was anything peculiar that you like to collect. We've already heard from Liz, who collects glasses with names on them, mainly pilfered from pubs. We had Jerry on talking about his rubber duck collection, and we also heard from Bill in Blackpool, who collects key rings. Now, on the line, we have Francis Van Malle, who lives in Achill, and he collects, of all things, Francis, what?
Paper cups from coffee machines from South Korea.
Okay. And when did this all start, this fascination with paper cups, Francis?
Well, this all started with my first visit to South Korea in 2004, where I went to artist book fair. And I took coffees in coffee machines, and I loved the coffee. Just delicious, sweet, milky coffee. So I took off coffees, and I noticed that everywhere you had machines in the streets, in the restaurants, and they all had the same cup, same size of cup. So I started to collect them. And finally, I have now about 300 different motifs.
That's a lot of coffee, Francis. But so you have 300 different paper cups from all around South Korea?
No, all from Seoul.
Oh, from Seoul?
Oh, yeah, all from Seoul.
Oh, I see. So,
and now, each machine would have a different cup.
Ah, right. I see. And why this fascination with them? Like, I'm looking at my two paper cups with coffee in them in front of me and saying, would I really want to collect them? And I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, because they are all the same size and they all have different graphical designs. And I've been collecting since childhood, all the time collecting things.
Yeah, you've been collecting beer mats.
Sorry?
You've been collecting beer mats.
When I was a kid, I collected beer mats and beer glasses and ashtrays and cigarette packages and stamps, of course, and coins and matchboxes.
And Polaroid cameras as well.
That's now since 3 years. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, what is it about you and collecting things, Francis? Why do you think you're like that?
I don't know. I never talked to a psychologist about that. Must be some reasons in childhood.
Well, listen, but we might talk to a psychologist before the week is out and find out exactly what it is. But Francis Van Malle, thank you for joining us from Achill this morning.
Okay.
And continued success with your collecting. Now, we just have time to mention the winner of our competition. Just to recap on all the clues. Clue number one was part of this name is the first day of Lent. Clue number two was part of this name can be found in Ireland's tallest native tree. And the third clue was it could be described as the place where a Hurley meets Matt Damon's most famous character. And lots of you got the correct answer, which was, of course, Ashburn in County Meath. But we can only have one winner. That winner was Rory O'Brien in Kilkenny. Well done to Rory. He wins that 1,000 euro Brooks voucher. That's all we have time for today. On sound, Ciara Murphy. Our researcher was John Riley. Today's producer was series producer Margaret Curley. Rory O'Brien is in Killarney, not in Kilkenny. That's all we have time for. Sean is up next, continuing the coverage of the presidential visit to the UK. We're back in the morning at 9. Till then, Sloan.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. Peace of mind as standard. Quality guaranteed. Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.